Could you tell me about the advantages and disadvantages of globalisation?
The great advantage of globalisation, in my view, is that it increases competition. Companies and firms have to be careful and have to order their affairs so that they compete in a global market. But I think that is outweighed by a large number of disadvantages. The first one is that it does hurt the local government's ability to deal with issues like welfare benefits, wages and taxes, mainly because the corporation is able to say to the British government or the French government or the American government, look, unless you lower your taxes on us, we'll be moving off to Southeast Asia or Latin America, and so on. And so it takes out of the hands of government the ability to control their own welfare systems and provide a decent infrastructure for their people. Now, this is not so bad as long as there is some negotiation between governments and companies. But more and more in recent years, companies have started to rule the roost. The corporation, some commentator said the other day, the corporation is the most important institution in our lives. And I think there's a lot of truth in that. They can now dictate to governments, and I want to see some kind of give and take between governments and corporations. Now, that's the first problem. The other problem that I see, of course, is one of unemployment in the Western world. As companies want to improve their profitability, they're going to be looking for the low-cost, low-wage centres. And we're just about to see a major change in the global economy because of the addition of China and India to the global labour market. Now, there are great advantages in this, but there's a lot of problems as well because China and India are going to provide a skilled population. Also, they're going to provide fairly good infrastructures for the companies that are going to go out there. So we're going to see a flight of capital from the West, which is going to be sudden and dramatic. If this is too sudden and is not managed properly, we could find very severe employment problems in the Western world. So that is, I think, the kind of issue we've got to deal with as this process of globalisation gathers pace.